Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly dose of the latest industry updates and insights. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel. Today, we have a fascinating topic about a £1 billion investment in the aerospace sector and the importance of collaboration to make the most of it.
That sounds promising, Emma. I remember reading about the £4.5 billion funding boost mentioned in the autumn statement. But how exactly does this £1 billion break down?
Right, so the £1 billion is specifically aimed at supporting the transition to net zero through the development of energy-efficient and zero-carbon aircraft equipment. It's a big opportunity for the Northwest to lead in international innovation.
I see, but there must be some challenges here. Claire Burrows from Brabner's mentioned regulatory issues as a barrier.
Exactly. High-quality, flexible regulation is crucial for commercializing new technologies. For example, automated and collaborative robots, or cobots, can help manufacturers operate more efficiently, but a lack of clear safety standards is holding them back.
Wow, so the UK is only 24th in robot density rankings. That's a big gap.
Yes, and it's the only G7 country outside the top 20. That's definitely something we need to address.
What about other technologies like eVTOL aircraft?
EVTOLs, or electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, require disproportionate permissions for early-stage testing in the UK. That's a problem for the sector.
So how do we fix these issues?
Dame Angela McLean's review suggests a more collaborative approach between the private sector and regulatory bodies. For instance, continuous secondment of the health and safety executive into industry and vice versa.
That makes sense. It's about building partnerships rather than just compliance.
Exactly. The current cultural challenges might be a hurdle, but not utilizing each party's expertise would be a missed opportunity.
What about the role of academia?
The McLean Review also calls on the government to encourage collaboration between industry and academia. The Northwest has world-class educational institutions that can work with innovative aerospace businesses.
Ah, the True North Network, I remember you mentioned that.
Right, the True North Network includes organisations like the AMRC and the University of Liverpool. They're working together to drive innovation and productivity.
So the key takeaway is collaboration across sectors to make the most of this £1 billion investment.
Absolutely. A truly collaborative ecosystem can help the Northwest aerospace industry deliver inclusive growth and avoid wasting this opportunity.
Thanks for breaking that down, Emma. It's clear that while the funding is exciting, smart regulation and partnership are just as important.
Agreed, that's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more updates on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news. See you next week.
Goodbye.